not random, as I've said many times, the placement of the weekly parsha. It kind of guides us as we go through our year in Shana Aleph. And I think that the lesson we'll speak about tonight from Parshas Kedoshim is very apropos for the time period that we're in right now in our Shana Aleph as we're headed towards the end. This week's parsha is called Kedoshim. As we all know, the main question we have to ask is, what does it mean to be a Kadosh? Holy, sanctified, separate. What in the world does being holy mean? It's a very important word in Judaism. To be Kadosh, right? Somebody dies al Kiddush Hashem. But what does that mean to be a Kadosh? How do you achieve? It's a mitzvah. Kedoshim tihiyu. You need to be Kedoshim. How do you achieve that? What does it mean? I want to fulfill one of the 613. It's called Kedoshim tihiyu. How do I fulfill it? I know how to fulfill tzitzis. I know how to fulfill tefillin. How do I fulfill the mitzvah of being Kadosh? So there are many, many opinions as to what it means to be Kadosh. We're going to focus on one just to start with Rashi. Rashi says what it means is to be prushim min ha'arayos, to stay away from forbidden relationships. So we're not going to talk about that right now. Obviously very important. Obviously very, very important. For a person to be a Kadosh, holy, a person has to make sure that he is not looking at things he shouldn't be looking at. He's not involved in things he shouldn't be involved in. The opposite gender. And just making sure that we are living lives that are Kadosh. That's what Rashi says. But today I want to focus on Nachmanides, Ramban. The Ramban has a very, very famous comment. I could not be Yotze. I could not get a passing mark on my job as a Rebbe this year if I did not share with you the words of this Ramban. Finish with the words of this Ramban. This Ramban is world famous. After I say now, you'll hear it many, many times. The Ramban wants to know, what does it mean to be Kadosh? How do I define the word Kadosh? So I'm going to ask a question. The Ramban doesn't ask this question, but I believe it's a question you would have asked. A classic question. Does it say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to curse? Does it say that anywhere?
No,
does it say it anywhere? No. That I'm not allowed to curse?
It's not a swear word.
It's not a swear word.
Is that? Where is that? It's a pasuk? That's a pasuk? Yeah, tell him. It's a pasuk?
Tell him. Yeah, go tell him.
So I haven't found a pasuk that says you're not allowed to curse. I haven't found a pasuk that says that. Now let me ask you, I hope not, but have you heard any of your rabbinic curse? I hope not. A Jew who's hopefully a Jew who's living a life that is committed to Torah, hopefully is not cursing. Hopefully he's not cursing. The question is why not? The Torah never says you're not allowed
to.
A real curse word. A real curse word. Why not? Why not? The Torah never says it. Now, let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question. Has anyone here ever been at an all-you-can-eat dinner? For sure, right? Let me ask you. At a certain point in that meal, you realize that you've hit your bar, right? You've hit the point where, you know, I've eaten too much. Yeah, what do you continue to do?
Eat.
Well, I continue to eat. Why? Well, I paid I paid 150 shekel to be here tonight. I'm not going to waste my time. Take another piece of chicken. Of course, I'm going to eat it. Is there an issue with that?
Yes.
Does the Torah ever say you're not allowed to eat an extra piece of steak when you're already full from the steak?
It's not good for a halakha.
So the Ramban says as follows. Listen, so this applies to so many areas in our lives. And the Ramban says, you know what it means to be a Kadosh? You know what Kadoshim to you means? You know what the Torah is telling us? Be a Kadosh. What it means is like this. A Jew could live his life based on halakha, following halakha to a T. Everything halakha says, and yet live a life that I think we would all agree is not a real life committed to Judaism. And he says you can have somebody who overeats. The Torah never says you can't overeat. You can have someone who's so involved in eating. You can have someone who speaks in a certain way. The Torah never says explicitly they're not allowed to curse. But you can have somebody who does that. You know what you become when you do that? Here are the words you have to remember forever. You become a naval birashus ha-Torah. Let me repeat that. A naval nun beis lamed. A naval birashus ha-Torah. Now the word naval actually is a little bit hard to translate. But basically what it means is you're becoming disgusting with the permission of the Torah. I mean, the Torah permits you to eat. The Torah never says you can eat up till here, but not anymore. The Torah never says anything like that. The Torah never says explicitly that you can't curse. The Torah never says these things. But at a certain point, And we'll see soon how you know when. But at a certain point, a Jew reaches a level where we say, Ad kan, until here. And if you pass that threshold, you are what's called a naval b'rishus ha-Torah. You'll become literally disgusting with the permission of the Torah. And that's what Kedoshim Tiyu is teaching us. Kedoshim Tiyu is telling you. It's a general rule. Actually, Rashi, one of the first Rashi in this Parsha says that this section, this Parsha of Kedoshim was told to the entire Jewish people. Why? Because there are such important lessons in this Parsha, starting with the first words of the Parsha. Kedoshim Tiyu. Because as we'll see, this applies to so many areas of our lives. There are a lot of gray areas. Is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this what I'm not supposed to do? And this happens a lot. Someone says, well, the Torah never says so, right? I follow the letter of the law. The Torah never says I'm not allowed to do that. Let me ask you a question. Can you play basketball on Shabbos? No. Can you play basketball on Shabbos? It could be that halacha might say you're not allowed to. But let's assume for a second that there's nothing in halacha that says you can't play basketball on Shabbos. Okay. An excellent question. Excellent question. Good. What about leaving your TV on to watch whatever game you want to watch? So, does the halacha say, no, you're allowed to turn things on before Shabbos. We all put timers on our lights and air conditioning. We put a timer on our hot plate. You're allowed to put things on before Shabbos. As long as you're not doing any malacha on Shabbos, no problem. You're following the letter of the law. So we should all do that. Let's leave our TVs on early, put them on timers. We can watch whatever game you want to watch. What's the issue? The issue is that you are not kadosh. That's what it is. You are violating when the Torah says kadoshim to you. Know the Torah is saying, hear the words, don't just follow the letter of the law, follow the spirit of the law. So when someone says, why can't you do that on Shabbos? Because it's not Shabbosic. Someone like people laugh, it's just, no. You know, that's a real concept. You know what that concept is? Kadoshim to you. That there are certain things that Jews shouldn't be doing on Shabbos, even if the Torah itself doesn't say you're not allowed to do it. But there's a certain feeling, there's a certain atmosphere that we're supposed to create on Shabbos, and if you violate that, you have violated Shabbos in a sense. You violate Kedoshim to you. You've gone beyond what you're supposed to do on Shabbos. I'm sure many of you know, in the Torah we have the case of the Ben Sorer Umore. This is a kid who at a very young age is already going off the derech. It's a very scary situation. We kill him. We kill this kid. Right. Who's going off the derech. Now, it's actually interesting. This morning we discussed in our shir the Ir HaNidachas. And we discussed in shir, did the Ir HaNidachas ever happen? Remember, we said some say it never happened, some say it did. In that same Gemara, the Gemara discusses Ben Sor Umora. And the Gemara is the same exact question. Did it ever happen that he had a kid who went off the derech at about the age of 12 and he was killed? So some say no, this never ever happened. And some say it did happen. Either way, what's the issue with this kid? I don't know what things he violated. You know what he did? He stole, he drank a little bit of wine, he ate a little bit of meat. That's why we stone him, that's why we kill him. We kill him because he drank some wine and he stole a little bit and he ate some meat. Like, why? So the Ramban says there is, you know what, he's violated already, and we see that his life is going to be like this. He violated Kedoshim Tiyu. He is a child who unfortunately has this character trait of messing up with Kedoshim Tiyu. Yeah, a 12-year-old boy should not be messing around with eating too much meat and drinking and stealing. If that's the path he's on, he's going down a bad path. We better stop him now, literally kill him, before he goes too far off. What did he do wrong? The Torah did say he can't steal. Did the Torah ever say he can't drink a little bit of wine? Did the Torah ever say he can't eat meat? No. But he's doing it in an inappropriate way. Maybe he's following the letter of the law, but he's for sure violating the spirit of the law. So it is so important, as we continue to build ourselves, to think about situations in which sometimes we allow ourselves to do certain things, to act in certain ways, to dress a certain way because, well, the Torah never said I can't do that. But the reason why I think it's important that Kedoshim comes at this point in the year is because this message, I think, wouldn't resonate with many of you in September, October, November. At that point, we're getting into yeshiva, but I think at this point, we start to get a handle on what it means to be a ben yeshiva, what it means to be someone who's trying to grow, a ben aliyah, someone who's trying to become closer to Hashem. And yes, there are certain things that the Torah doesn't say explicitly you're not allowed to do. But we all know that someone who walks around cursing, that's not someone who is on their path to greatness. We hope that person does tshuva and works on himself. And if we struggle with that, that's something we should work on. But a person needs to make sure that as they continue to build themselves, they think about these gray areas. We'll talk about this in a second in specific examples. But these gray areas where the Torah may not ever say it's explicitly a problem, but if a person wants to strive for Kedusha, which in the Maseilas Yesharim, on his list of the levels you can achieve, Kedusha is of the highest levels that a person can achieve in this world. And according to Rabbani, you know what it means? It means figuring out what areas of our life we need to be mekadesh, we need to sanctify. Because even if the Torah doesn't say it's not allowed, but the Torah really does say it's not allowed. Because Kedoshim to you tells me that we have to do things in the spirit of the law, not just the letter of the law, even the spirit of the law. Now, how are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know what the spirit of the law is? So a couple of ways. First of all, very practically, this is why a person needs to have a Rebbe, a person needs to have mentors, maybe your parents. A person needs to have people they look up to who have been through this game before. They've been through life and they can help you and say, hey, listen, just so you should know, this is not what a Ben Torah does. This is not what somebody who's striving to be closer to Hashem does. And that might be hard. It might be challenging to adopt that. But you know what? If a person wants to achieve level of Kedusha and fulfill this mitzvah, the d'orais of Kedusha to you, it's very high level, then you have to do that. You have to do that. So a person needs to have Rebbeim. We can ask questions. Hey, Rebbe, I want to do this on Shabbos. I want to do this. I want to go on this trip. Does this fit in within halacha? That's always the first question. And the Rebbe might say, listen, halachically, totally fine. Not an issue. But, and he may say, but listen, for you at your level, it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. Someone who's trying to grow in that way, it's just not appropriate. Oh, but the Torah never says so. Yeah, it does say so. Kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you tells us, make sure you sanctify yourselves, even in those things which may not be explicitly usher in the Torah. Point number one. Point number two, just in terms of how you figure this out, is as follows. We spoke about this a number of times. And actually, I spoke about this a little bit this morning for those of you who were there. We don't trust ourselves enough. We don't trust ourselves enough. Deep down, every single person sitting here, including myself, we have a neshama. We have a neshama tahora, pure neshama. And that neshama knows what's right. It knows what's right. Now, as we've said many times this year, we unfortunately, maybe it's not our fault, have covered up our neshama with layer after layer of schmutz, of garbage, that prevents us from listening to our neshama. But if we took away all that garbage, we would have a direct line to our neshama, and we'll be able to understand and know exactly what to do. So in another sense, a person needs to trust himself a little bit more. If you can deeply think about the situation at hand and really try to listen to what your neshama is telling you and to try and understand, what would Hashem want from me in this situation? Right, my friends invited me to this place. Never says in the Torah I can't hang out there. But be honest with yourself. Does Hashem really want me hanging out at that place with those friends at that time of night? Does Hashem really want that from me? And you can make any excuse in this. But think to yourself. I want to quote a line. We actually quoted this earlier in the week from the Alei Shor Revolbi. He says like this. The Pasuk says like this. Kasuv. The Pasuk says. We say this in davening every day in Yehi Chavod. Pasuk says like this. Rabos machashavos belev ish. There are many thoughts a person has in his heart. Belev ish. Vatzas Hashem. But the advice, but the wise advice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the advice that was going to stand. Says Rav Volbi, Besoch kol riboy hamachshavos sha'adam choshev. And many of you right now are struggling with different decisions, summer, next year. So listen to this. Listen to this advice he says. Besoch kol riboy hamachshavos sha'adam choshev be'ez inyan. Amongst and within all different thoughts a person has, should I do this, should I do that, should I not do that? And amongst all those thoughts, says Avobi, Yeshna Machshava Achas. Within all of those thoughts, there is one thought amongst all of those thoughts that is Shehi Atzas Hashem, which is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem talking to you through that piece of advice. You may have 15 options for next year. You may have 10 options for this summer. One of those options actually is Hashem talking to you. And you have to sit down on your own. Could review with the Rebbe, but sit down and try to think, what does Hashem really want for me? Continues of Obi, just to finish off the line. V'yesh la'adam lachtor b'kol kocho. You have to dig with all of your might. La'havchin ben kol machshevosav eze atzas Hashem. And you have to really dig deep to see which of my thoughts, which one of my options is the option that Hashem wants me to choose. One of them is. One of them is Hashem. You have to think deeply. So yes, speak to a Rebbe, speak to a mentor. That's root number one. Root two is trust yourself. Inside, you may have many different options, many different thoughts. But if you sit down seriously and try to think to yourself, okay, what does Hashem really want for me? There is one of those thoughts that really is the atzis of Hashem, is the etzah, literally the advice Hashem wants to give us. Just to add on just one thing, and then we'll we'll call it a day. This obviously relates to the idea that there are many gray areas in Judaism. Some things are black and white, right? You can't kill, obviously. You have to keep Shabbos, obviously. There's so much gray, so much gray. And that's actually where many of us, including myself, struggle in terms of what should we do, should we not do? The Torah doesn't say it's us. What's clear is that, and the Rambam says this, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this, that a person needs to make sure that every single thing that you do is following Hashem. And I'll just quote the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Tzarech ha'adam, a person needs, she'echavim libo, he directs his heart, the whole mass of, and all of his actions, including playing basketball, including going to the pizza shop, everything that you do, leida es Hashem baruch hu bovad, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Shulchan Aruch himself says, that's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, as we know, paskins halacha, and here he quotes this as halacha. You know what he says? He says, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, "Bechol derachecha da'ehu." In all of your ways, know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what that means? In every single thing that you do, obviously the tzitzis and the tefillin and the Shabbos and the murder—that we know what we have to do. But everything in the middle, which is honestly a lot of our lives, college and a job and a wife and children—all that gray area, bechol derachecha da'ehu. Know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of your ways. That means in every decision that you make. What class should I take? What should my learning schedule be? Make sure, behold, you're about to play basketball. Should I wear a kibbutz, not a kibbutz? Should I wear a tzitzit? Should I curse it? What do I, make sure, behold, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this. Everything that you do, he says, when you eat, and when you sleep, and when you go walking, and when you're sitting in your house, and you're going to sleep, everything you do needs to be for the service of your Creator. Now that's challenging, because a lot of times we bifurcate. We say, okay, we have our life in the Beis Medrash, the life in the shul, I have life outside. And it's very easy in our heads to do that, right? Black and white. I have my life here, and I have my life there. No. We need to live a life, like we quoted earlier this year, the famous quote from Hoetner, where he says, don't live a double life, live a broad life. That means don't think, oh, I have my life in the office, right? There I do whatever I want, and I have my life in the Beis Medrash. No. The dorm is a good example. No, live a broad life. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, literally, of every single decision that we make. And again, I think this is a message that we definitely have to hear now. Because as we continue to grow, as we continue to change, try to think to yourselves. Right now, most important thing, we follow halacha. We follow what the Torah tells me, and that's up to this point of the year, that's what we got to do. We have to learn new laws. We learn things we're not supposed to do, things we are supposed to do. But now we are all ready for the next stage. And the next stage is, let's not just live lives where we follow the letter of the law. We have to start following the spirit of the law also. Now again, that applies to everything that we do. The way we eat and the way we sleep, again, the way we play basketball and every single thing that we do. What does Hashem want from me? And when we do that properly, you become a kadosh. And there's no greater description of an individual than somebody who is called kadosh. This person's a holy person. Doesn't mean you live on some hilltop and you're meditating. No. A kadosh means that when you play basketball, you wear a kippah and you're nice to the ref even when he blows a call. That's kedusha. That is kedusha. Seriously, that is kedusha. Okay. So as we read this week's parsha, and everyone should be there with the Shabbos, just when you listen to those words, kedushim to you, start thinking to yourself, how can I make sure that I become more kadosh? Doesn't mean that kedusha doesn't mean I'm some holy. No. It means to make sure that we sanctify every single thing that we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay?